All right, great to see everybody. Thanks for coming. Appreciate it. Again, congratulations to the Browns. Said that last night, say it again. I thought they played very well, made plays, critical situations, fourth downs. Did a great job with their run defense, and they were dedicated to stopping the run, and I thought they had a nice game plan and did a great job. As far as we're concerned, you know, as it stands, we're in a tough spot, you know. But I believe in our guys, coaches and players, and I know we have what it takes to be a very good football team the second half of the season. So we are where we stand with the record. What we do in the first half does not determine what we do in the second half. We have opportunities to accomplish everything that we want to accomplish. We understand that. And now our focus becomes one game. And what we need to do is win one game. That's what we have to do. You know, momentum is a crazy thing. You've got to stop theirs and build yours. You know, you've got to make a play. You've got to win a game. And once you do that, then you have a chance to build on that. So that was our task last week. It was our task the week before. It'll be our task this week. And over the course of the last 3 weeks, we just haven't been good enough to get that done. We acknowledge that. We thought we would be. We hoped we would be. We worked to be good enough. And we weren't good enough compared to the team that we played that day. And we have to get good enough. We have to get better. And that's what we'll go to work doing once again.
Jimmy Smith is a guy who made strides over the first half and had the groin issue. How's that looking today? Or any word on that?
Jimmy came in feeling better today. So he had a little groin strain in there, and we felt like it was better for Shockey to play during the game. The trainers did. And he'll keep working on that throughout the course of the week, and we'll see how that develops and see how he practices Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Johnny, Asa Jackson is eligible to return from a suspension. Right. Have you decided what you're going to do with him going forward?
Well, we're going to take a good look at him this week, Matt, you know, and see where he's at. So, you know, Asa says he's been working hard, that he's in great shape. He was working with trainers in, I believe, Arizona and Los Angeles, and some football trainers working on football-related stuff. So, you know, hopefully he's in that kind of shape where he can slide right in there and help us. You know, we'll see if he can help us this week. If he can, you know, with our situation at corner, that could be a plus for us. So I'm not ruling that out as a possibility.
John, you addressed KO on Friday. Any other updates? I mean, does it look like he is headed to IR, or any updates in that?
Yeah, he's headed to IR. He's working right now with the doctors and with his representative to find what type of surgery he wants to do, what doctor is the best person to do it. But we're going to go ahead and get that fixed, and he'll be back really as part of in the off-season program. It's a 3 to 4 month recovery from what I've been told, so he should be back for the off-season program.
John, your thoughts on how H.U. Shipley fared this time around, knowing that he was going to start having a little more time to prepare than Miami?
Yeah, he played well. You know, he played well against Miami that game. There were like all players, there were two or three times where, you know, physically his opponent got the best of him, but there were a number of times where he got the best of his opponent, and almost every time he was on his assignment and doing a good job and getting after it and playing hard. AQ's a pit bull, you know. I mean, he's a fighter in there. And he's smart, and he knows what to do, and he plays with good technique. So, you know, we're pleased with the way he played.
Are you moving forward with him at left guard, or are you going to take a look at the likes of Ja Reed, Ryan Jensen?
Well, yeah, Ja's in the mix there for sure, too. So we'll just have to see how that plays out every single day. Don't get too caught up, and I know the players do. It matters who starts, but we'll watch him play, and the guy that's playing the best. And right now it's been AQ. But Ja's got a lot of talent, and he's been working really hard, and he's made a lot of progress. And there's a possibility that you could see him, you know, anywhere on the offensive line at some point.
John, when it comes to the play calling, how is that sort of structured this year? And the reason I ask is because Joe had said in the past, I just call the plays if they tell me to run. Is that something that you sort of collaborate with Juan or Jim Caldwell, and then send in the play in that nature?
Well, the way we're organized is we have an offensive coordinator, you know, who's our play caller, and that's Jim. The offensive staff is the main, the main focal point of putting together the offensive game plan. They do it together. It's well organized. They have a system and a process for doing that. You know, my involvement is more general, I would say. You know, setting a direction, and you know, I'll weigh in with some ideas or some questions or some things to be concerned with, or let them know what we want to do philosophically and what type of an offense we want to be, and try to merge our players as much as possible with that from a different perspective. But, you know, I'm not going to call plays per se. Now, going for it, you know, I did pick the quarterback sneak there, and Joe did a great job with that. He took a beating on that, but he got it for us. So, you know, there's going to be times where as a head coach you step in and do that if you're not the main play caller. But, you know, I've got complete confidence in our guys. I think you're seeing a direction offensively. And we will still, you know, look to have opportunities getting regular, getting two tight ends, one back, two wide receivers, get into those kind of personnel groups and get after people, run and pass with the lead back and those sort of things. But you saw more three wide. You know, you saw it spread out a little more. So more of that offense goes into the quarterback's hands, obviously. So run pass checks, run checks, trying to get into the best play for what the defense presents to you. That's where ultimately you go with a quarterback like Joe. And I know Joe wants to do that. Our players want to do that. And that's the direction we're heading. But we want to be versatile enough to get in the other personnel groups as well, just like I think any team, you know, that runs that offense wants to do.
John, when you analyze the running game, why do you think it's been so tough for it to gain traction? Do you see, you know, Ray Rice has said he's healthy and he seems to be. Just is it a case of just it's always tough sledding, or, you know, what do you see from the running game going forward?
Well, just looking at this game, you know, I mean, I think this game in the last couple of weeks, what you'd say is people are playing us a certain way. And they're playing us with seven people in the box against a spread formation. So that is single high. That's cover three and cover one. That's what we're getting. We're getting some off. We're getting some press. That's a run defense. So Cleveland played us in a run defense pretty much the whole game. We got to get them out of that run defense. I mean, that's our job. And to do that, we've got to be good and precise in the pass game. And we got to open up that coverage a little bit and force them to back off. And we did that at times, and other times we didn't. We certainly didn't do it enough because they stayed in single high pretty much the whole game. When they got in too high, we hit them deep, and we hurt them, so they got right back in single high again. I thought the run game, if you watch it play for play, we made a lot of good runs against a lot of tough looks. You know, and I feel like our offensive line blocked a lot better than the result might, you know, have showed you in terms of number of yards. When you watch the tape, there's a lot of really good blocks going on there. There were a couple plays where we were just – at the point of attack, we had a look that we really didn't need to be running against. So that's part of the process as far as we develop this offense. We've got to get good enough, you know, to not try not to run into those. You're going to have a couple of them, and there's a couple of them that we blocked really well. So I think that's our challenge right now. You know, we all see it, and that's where we've got to get.
John, much has been made about the zone blocking, but that's something you guys have done, you know, a lot for a couple of years now. Do you think too much is being made of that? And, you know, how different is what you're doing this year from what you've done in years past?
Yeah, you know, I don't really know what's being made of it to sort of, you know, say too much or not. I don't know, you know, just haven't had time to really monitor all that. But we've been an inside and outside zone team, you know, since we got here. The first year when we had Willie Anderson, excuse me, we were more of a lead and a gap scheme team out of two back. That was the way we were set up with a rookie quarterback. We were a two wide receiver. Excuse me. We were a two wide receiver, two back, one tight end, two tight end type of a team. You know, that's not the type of a team we are now. We don't have that type of an offensive line, and we're not built that way at quarterback. So it's a different type of run scheme. There are some runs that you can run one back wise. There's a couple lead schemes you can run, but you got to get your tight end back in the backfield. He becomes a lead blocker, or you run the off tackle. A power play, which is a one-back power play, which we run. We also ran some gap schemes yesterday. We ran a counter. We ran two counters for 0 yards, basically. So when you run this offense, the zone plays are the base plays that you run. And most of the teams in the league are running – who run this – every team in the league that's running this offense is running those same plays. And we just got to get good enough to run them well. And we got the guys who can do it. When you look at our offensive line, we can be good at it. So, and we blocked a lot of things really well yesterday.
John, is it a concern Sam Cook had another short punt, and there have been a few of those this season in addition to some of the protection breakdowns that he's had that weren't attributable to him, but just what is your thoughts on Sam and kind of what's happening with him this season?
Yeah, well, Sam, I think, would be the first to tell you that he's got to play more consistently in games and punts, especially in critical situations. You know, Sam has punted really well in practice. He's punted really well most of the time throughout the course of the season. But one or two not so good punts in a game, you know, those are the things that cause you problems. Can I get some water?
Yeah, Eddie just went to grab.
Excuse me. If I get some water, I'll be a lot better.
Okay.
Does Dasani sponsor us?
Do they?
Seriously?
Oh, there you go.
All right.
In light of that terrible problem you have, you know, a couple of your peers have gone down with very serious maladies. Do you? Is it a tough job that you have? I mean, that you know, I guess you can relate. And what do the Ravens do to monitor your coaching staff in terms of, you know, doctor checkups and stuff like that?
Right. Well, you know, I'm really good friends with John Fox. I know Gary Kubiak pretty well, obviously, through professionally. Go back with John and Robin back to Pittsburgh in 1987. So, you know, he's doing okay from what I've been told. It's a challenge. You know, it's I don't know what to say. Your question as far as what we do in the building medically, that we do a great job. The Ravens spend a great deal of money and resources in everybody here in the building. Coaches certainly no less, maybe more. We have yearly physicals in May. Everybody gets a thorough checkup and those kind of things. It's a challenge. I mean, you know, if you're asking what it's like, and I don't know if anybody out there even really cares, but, you know, you're here all the time as a coach. It's not something that you spend any time doing anything else. It's not like you go home at night and have dinner and talk with the wife and kids about, you know, the job and how it went. You're here, you know, and they come. We try to do a great job with our family where we bring them, you know, the families can come in and have dinner and stuff on Tuesday night and Monday night and Wednesday night and be a part of it as much as we can. We encourage our guys to exercise as much as possible. I mean, we've got a pretty good facility here to do that. And sometimes it's hard to do it. And I tell them, I say, it's not that hard. You know, it's just right down the hallway. Go down there and try to get some exercise. But try to do the best you can, but we're trying to win some football games, and it's competitive, and you got a bunch of highly competitive people clashing every Sunday, you know, and the stakes are high. We're playing a kid's game. We're a bunch of men playing a kid's game, but the stakes are high, you know, and everybody works really, really hard at it, and there's a lot of pressure, and that's the way it should be, and that's okay, but that doesn't make it any less demanding, and so, you know, our hearts and prayers definitely go out to those two guys. Thanks for asking.
Hey, John. Nature of a quarterback to take hits. Are you concerned at all about how much Joe has been hit, sacked, and is it affecting his play?
Yeah, and you look all around the league. I think, you know, that's a tough. I'm watching situations all around the league, and you compare it. So we try to put it in perspective. Quarterbacks are under fire all around the league, and part of that is because of the new rules have made it difficult to develop offensive line play. I mean, it's the most complicated part of football. It's the most challenging part of the game. To organize the pass protection is the most complicated part of it. And it's not just the offensive line. You know, our offensive line blocked well yesterday. When you see it on tape, you'd have to say that. So it's a team effort. It's running backs, it's quarterback, it's wide receivers, it's everybody. And still, quarterbacks are going to come under fire. And then you've got a lot of turnover, and you've got a lot of young guys in there. So we try to maximize every minute with those guys to get them as good as they can be. And that's what we'll keep chasing. And every team around the league has the same challenges. And the quarterbacks have got to get the ball out, and they've got to find ways to protect themselves with hot throws and things like that too. And Joe does a good job of that. So to get to your question, yes, we need Joe to take fewer hits, and we're going to continue to chase that. And we'll do that by, I think, getting the ball out quick, continuing to work on our technique and pass protection, and picking up blitzes. The biggest issue we had yesterday in pass protection were the pressures. I think two of them were attributable to the offensive line, where we just didn't make the right adjustment and pass it off the right way and get the protection made. You know, and the two of the other ones in the pressures belong to the one of them should have been thrown, and the other one should have been blocked by somebody else. So, you know, and the other one just somebody got beat one on one when it wasn't a pressure. So that's the nature of it. You know, we've got to continue to get better there.
John, is it challenging to kind of stay the course of the staff when the same issues kind of keep cropping up, you know, and it's the run game every week, and it's key penalties and a special teams mishap? Does that make it really challenging to kind of keep doing what you're doing and hoping it gets better?
Well, is that what we're doing? You know, I don't see it that way. We're not just staying the course. We're staying the course philosophically. You know, we're staying the course by understanding the fact that we have to continue to improve. But what we're searching for is the things that we can do the best. You know, special teams wise, you watch the play, you know, we played well, but you can't drop a punt and you can't miss hit a punt. So those two plays, you look at special teams and you say, And I would say also on the kickoff, you know, that ball's supposed to be driven down the field inside the 20-yard line on that squib kick at the end of the half. So those are things that that have to be done better. Those are, but that doesn't reflect the whole thing. So, yeah, we'll stay the course with what we're doing and try to execute those things better. The same can be said for every phase. We'll try to minimize our mistakes and then try to maximize our playmaking ability. So you're always going to make mistakes. You're not going to be 100% out there. It's just too hard a game. But we've got to overcome our – we have to minimize our shortcomings and overcome them with our positive plays. And we haven't done that enough right now to win games. So we'll keep chasing that. So if that's staying the course, then, yeah, that's what we'll try to do.
You've had two other three-game losing streaks with the head coach in your career, and you've responded to them very well. Is there anything you can draw personally, or some of the veteran guys in this locker room can draw off of turning around a three-game losing streak?
Well, I think our guys understand it, Mark, you know, and I've heard some guys talk about it. We just got to focus on the next game and get the next win, put a stop to it, you know, and all the things that go into that. To me, the biggest thing is let's focus on our job. The best players are the best players because they play the best, and they do that by dominating their job. So if you want to be a really good player, a really good coach, just dominate your job. Just focus on that, you know. Stop that, you know. Make that part of it as best as it can be. And if we all do that and we get a little bit better all the way across the board, you know, then we've got a chance to get over the hump and win the next game and then build momentum from there. And that's what we've got to do. But, you know, the biggest thing about those kind of situations, three-game losing streaks, is to stay out of them. You know, we're not looking to be in these kind of situations. And we've fought like crazy to not be in them, but we just haven't been good enough the last 3 weeks to win.
John, with the play between Ihedebo and Greg Little, what did you see from that on the tape? And just normal skirmish, or did it look like?
Which one are you talking about?
Where he threw James's helmet after they tangled a scrum. Did you see the play? What did you see from it? Did you talk to James at all about just kind of?
I don't really have anything to say about that. Yeah, it was. I think the officials handled the game really well. Excuse me. I thought the officials did a good job of keeping the game under control. There was a lot of chatter going on out there, you know, and I thought they did a good job with it overall.
John, you had a fumble recovery yesterday, but do you feel like you have a defense that should be producing more takeaways? And if so, I guess why you feel hasn't had one?
Yeah, Cliff, I think we should be. I think we should be getting more turnovers. I know our defense, I know guys feel that way too. We've had a number of fumbles caused that we just haven't recovered, you know, that have been, I don't want to say bad bounces, but they've kind of bounced right in the opponent's hands, special teams and defense. We've got to come up with those more. We haven't been getting interceptions. We need to get interceptions. We need to be ball hawks back there. It starts with being in position and then coming up with the ball. So, yeah, it's not something you chase per se. You know, if you play better across the board, those things should happen for you, and we need to do better with that. Yeah, absolutely.
John, you had a handful of plays where you guys used the pistol formation, something I don't think you've done before. I guess what kind of pushed you to try it out, and how do you think it went?
I thought it went pretty well. We ran some of our zone schemes out of that, you know, and there's going to be more of that. You know, obviously there's a lot of offense you can run out of that formation, and it's something that we'll try to build on just to cause our, you know, defense is something else to defend and things that aren't that hard for us to do.
Did the running backs like it? Because I know as opposed to the shotgun, they at least get more of a head start to go forward with their runs, right?
Yeah, I think they like it. You know, it's not all so much about the head start, but the angles are a little bit different on some of the plays, you know, so that gives them a chance to get a little more in sync with the offensive line. That's why you're able to do that. You can run, you know, you watch the teams that do that all the time. They run the same basic plays, you know, out of the pistol that you'd run with a quarterback under center. And so it gives you an opportunity to do that.
Talked about everything still being out there in front of you, and that starts with Cincinnati this week. The fact that you still have two more games with them, does that put you in the belief that the division is still very much alive and you're in the hunt for it?
Absolutely. I mean, that, to me, that's the point. There's half the season left to play, and there's going to be a lot of football played, and there's a lot of games out there for us to win. We need to go stack some wins, you know, and it's all about this next game, which obviously Cincinnati's leading the division, so this is an opportunity for us.
All right.
Okay, thank you.